There is no plan for us to go out, but if something breaks outside, we are trained and we have the equipment to go out there. It takes a lot of time, it's a little bit dangerous, so we don't do it unless we have to. Our speed right now is a little bit less than 17,500 miles per hour. That's 5 miles a second. And you can see the Earth rushing by below you, but because we have no air up here in space, we don't hear the speed. We sleep in a sleeping bag, but we can sleep straight up in a little cubby hole, in a little closet. And the sleep pattern is the same as on the U.S., although we can't look out the window to see the sun or rise or set to help us get ready to sleep, because the sun rises and sets 16 times a day here in space. So we have to just go by the clock. We have to sleep all at the same time. It's very hard to sleep when your crewmates are having to work very hard. We always want to help. So we always sleep at the same time, if we can. We only know by the clock and what our clocks inside our bodies tell us, and then what the clock says. We have a timeline we have to follow every 5 minutes, and that's what tells us. If we don't eat enough, but the food is good, and we have exercise machines, a treadmill so we can run, a cycle so we can bike, and a resistive device so that we can actually lift against pressure, so it's like lifting weights. Sometimes we gain weight, we gain muscle, because we use these exercise machines. To shave every day. Sometimes someone wants to grow a beard or a mustache. I like to shave every day, and we have an electric razor, or we can use the regular old razor blade with shaving cream. We cannot see space debris here if it is close to us and might hit us. And otherwise, it's traveling alongside of us and we can't see it. It's actually quite clean up here. And yes, you can see evidence of pollution on Earth, particularly in wintertime. Now, in the northern hemisphere, you can see dirt and smoke over the snow. We'll see. I've been here 2 weeks. I miss my family. I look forward to seeing them, but I'll probably miss zero gravity. We are living in a laboratory. We have about 130 experiments to complete. So our mission is to get all of those experiments completed. I love adventure, I love exploration, and I love discovery, and particularly in science and engineering, and space exploration combines all of that, I think. The way we cook food is that it's all prepared for us, and it's in a foil pouch, so all we have to do is heat up the foil pouch. Sometimes it's dehydrated, and we have to use a water fountain to put water in it, and then we can mix it up. And the drink bags are just empty drink bags that might have some dehydrated soup or beverage in it. So we have a special water fountain to put fluid into that. The typical meal on the ISS is just about anything you can imagine. The only thing we cannot have are fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, or anything fresh, really. But the other day, I even had some ice cream because we do have a freezer on board. Oscar Romeo 4, India 00, over. Thank you, bonjour.